This is called Prelude to a Kiss. And of course, there are a great number of kisses that we would like to give out tonight. First of all, to my marvelous wife here, who's with me for, well, going on 43 years. I think I'll keep her now. I don't know. Thanks, honey. Thank you for coming down tonight. It was so nice of you. And to our son, who we are very proud of, Judge Keith Brown, who has come into the studio with us tonight. Keith, your broadcast career is almost spanned mine, hasn't it?
Yes, it started at, actually, WYNR. I remember as a little kid, you let me have about 2 seconds.
Yeah, yeah.
And Jack Eigen stayed up all night with you, going to the commissary. That's a good time. I'm going to really miss it.
Going to the commissary. That's really something.
I just wanted to say thank you, Dad, for everything you've done. It's been, indeed, a pleasure and an honor to be here tonight with you. And thank you, WGN. You paid for Drake. My lottery. But, Dad, we love you very much, and we're happy to see that you're making this decision to move on and enjoy life a little bit. And thanks a lot for all the memories and the influence you've been on both Diane and I.
We miss Diane. Sorry that she couldn't be with us tonight. We love you, honey. She's on hold right now. Did she get in time, Diane?
Hi.
Oh, honey, where are you?
We're here.
Oh, God, we missed you. We've been calling all night trying to get a hold of you. You're all right, aren't you?
Oh, I'm fine. We went out to the fireworks, and Taylor, our youngest one, he's 5 and a half. It was really her first year of really getting the impact of it, and was scared to death. I put her to bed, and she has no phone in her room, and I fell asleep. And for some reason, I just heard the phone, and I came downstairs, and I'm like, oh, WGN. So I am sorry I've missed most of the evening, but best of luck to you. I'm so proud of you, and my whole family is, and what a wonderful father you've been and a wonderful provider. And I know it's you're pondering the thought of what your new life is going to be like, but it's going to be wonderful, and you can come hang out with me. Come retire with me. And you've been quite an example for as a father and a grandfather for my children, that you've established such a high standard, and we're proud of you, and only the best, and it's only going to get better in the years to come.
Thank you very much, sweetheart. I love you so much. I wish you could have been with us all night. We relive a lot of the memories from our old programs that we did for the holidays, and had you in your youth in the first Christmas broadcast from 1971. We had you on the air here tonight. I'm so glad that you got in and had to be a part of this, and I love you.
Love you, too.
Have a good night.
You, too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So long. Lonnie Range was nice to come down tonight and be a part of our final night. It's been a pleasure working with Dick Sutliff here all these nights. Nikki just joined us, our producer, but you're terrific, and I know you're going to have a great, great career here at WGN. Jo Marie Frederick, I wish we could have gotten her on with us tonight. She was our producer, Benny, for many, many years, a part of the program. And to my colleague and my good friend, Darlene, I want to say God bless you. We love you. And to Hirsch and the entire family. I want to tell all of you for the final time here, this was totally our decision to leave. I've been asked by many, many people if it was a program decision, and I just can't say enough about WGN Radio and the marvelous treatment that I've received over the years, and folks like Jack Brickhouse, Jack Rosenberg, Wally Phillips, my true friends around here for over the years, and been a great inspiration. Harry, of course, was just a terrific guy, and of course, the reigns have been passed by those of us who were around for many, many years, who are kind of fading out of the picture these days. The big guy's here, even though he's been here 25 years, he's a part of it still. There's Bob Collins in the morning, Kathy and Judy bringing new approaches to broadcasting around here, John Williams, our newest person who's joined us, and of course to my buddy Spike in the afternoon, and my real dear friend, and I'm going to get him out on the golf course in the not-too-distant future. David Kaplan, who will be a part. Steve and Johnny are not going to be with you tonight, but they are truly the best. Mike is going to be here in their place. And let me tell you, I had a chance to work with one of the great men of all time in broadcasting, and Mr. Ward Call, who brought me here. And I say thanks to all of them and to you. God bless you. Thank you very much.
So long.